so I apologize to George, who I just had to hang up on because he was trying to get information out of me that I'm not allowed to reveal because everyone will find this out on their own. So, as we've been telling you all week, there's a new addition coming to the XTU Morning Crew.
And it's either Andy Summers, producer Zach, or me, Dave Cruz. And during our Facebook Live, when we started the show, we announced that I think everyone is thankful for this. I am out. Not having a baby that I know of.
It's not Dave. It's not Dave.
Not me.
Dave is not the one bringing new life into the world.
And I think we're all thankful of that. All thankful of that.
Again, it happened at 5:30, and I hear it again now, the collective sigh of relief. So if you feel a breeze, it's just everyone like, thank God.
The world immediately became a better place knowing that I am not having a kid.
Well, it's just that you're one of a kind.
Oh, thank you. I think that's a compliment. I'm not sure. So how about this?
It's down to two.
So we'll get the drum roll.
Okay.
The next voice that you hear will be the voice of the person who is having the baby.
Sorry.
I noticed you've been eating more donuts lately.
That is true.
I'm about to pass out.
See, he's always covered in ice cream, so I can't tell if it was a morning sickness craving thing.
Right. Your belly has got a little bit bigger.
All the donuts.
Baby weight, yeah.
Was that an attempt at a baby voice?
Yeah, wasn't it? It was,
can I hear my
machine gun.
Wait, can we get it again? Was it?
That's what babies sound like, right? I'm ready for this.
Yes.
I'm ready for this.
Oh, my gosh. Well, congratulations. Oh,
thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Wait, Sarah and I are very, very excited.
Yay.
And,
I was just going to ask, how's she feeling? Like, can you give us any information?
She's finally feeling better.
Okay.
So she
must be past the first trimester.
We are past the first trimester, okay. So she's fine. The first trimester was rough.
Yeah.
It was that always bad feeling and not wanting to eat anything.
Right.
So.
And you have to because you have to eat for two there. Yeah.
It's on your baby. So, so that was tough, but now she's finally feeling better and feeling good. Everyone feels good. And so she's very excited. Now I'm excited. I get to tell my mom.
You haven't told your mom yet?
Oh, my God.
Well, you know.
Is she listening?
I don't know. Probably she's at work.
Okay. Well.
We should probably
say.
Okay. Oh, my gosh, Zach.
You thought I was the irresponsible one. He hasn't even told his mom yet.
I don't even know how
to. All right.
All right, get her on the phone because we'll do that. We'll do that. Can we do it on the air?
Sure,
will she be okay with that?
We'll be fine.
All right. Zach's mom finds out that he's having a baby next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.